Gay marriage became legal in the state of Massachusetts today. The city of Cambridge began handing out the first applications to gay couples at midnight. Actual licenses were issued beginning at 8 o'clock this morning. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca now joins me from Amherst, Massachusetts. Mike, what's going on in that part of the state?
Well, earlier I was in Northampton, which is a very large lesbian community. They don't ask on the census form for sexual orientation, but the demographers who wrote the Gay and Lesbian Atlas say that it has the highest concentration of lesbian couples in America. And today at 8:30, a lot of those couples were online because they could officially start to try to get their marriage licenses. People began lining up before dawn, including Lise McGinnis and Andy Holland. McGinnis said that the symbolism of getting their licenses on the first day was very important. Holland put it this way.
It feels like such a political day to me, and it's so important that we are finally going to be recognized legally that I want to be here. Absolutely, the first minute you can do it.
Well, Mike, what exactly happened? Did they actually get married or just fill out a lot of paperwork?
Well, here's how it works. Everyone online in Northampton was able to get their licenses, you know, providing they did the blood test and had the money. But that doesn't mean they're married yet. There is, by law, a 3-day waiting period, although that law can be waived. And a number of people were going right to the judge, waiving the law, and then they were getting married right then. It's called getting it solemnized. And a rabbi could do that. A priest can do that. A justice of the peace can do that. So some got it solemnized and got married officially today. But for some, it was just filling out paperwork. But as you can imagine, on a day like this, even that was full of emotion. Here's Lynn Landy and Anita Server, who were thrown by even the simplest of questions on the forms.
I'm actually freezing up on my first name.
Oh my God, what's my name?
Come on, you can do this. First name.
Oh my God, this is unbelievable. Why didn't we bring Caitlin?
Wow.
What a day. How am I going to go to work after this?
I don't know. How am I supposed to
go to
corporate America?
I don't know how to come
America?
Down.
I work in corporate America. How am I supposed to go back to this today?
You heard them mention their Caitlin. Caitlin's their 11-year-old daughter, and they actually did go back and bring her because they wanted to expose her to the scene, which had a lot of families, a lot of children. There were at least 50 children on hand with their moms or their mom's friends.
And any protesters?
Well, there were a couple. In Boston, there were police in riot gear, but there hasn't been a problem reported. Earlier at midnight in Cambridge, there were really only a few protesters. They were actually from out of state. They were from Kansas, in fact. A lot of the Massachusetts people who are against gay marriage decided to take the night off. Today, there were four gentlemen from a church in Springfield. They showed up. They began to proselytize pretty gently. And then members of the UMass female rugby team went over and they wanted to engage with the proselytizers. And so the cops decided to move them all away. Rick Fontaine was one of the church members. He said he didn't mind being moved away by the cops. He also said that he didn't really think he was going to change any minds, but he still thought it was important to be out there today.
God didn't come here to make peace. You know, he came here to save the lost and the broken. And I was, you know, a victim of being lost and broken. And that's why they don't understand, because they're lost. But if they open their heart, they can see.
Mike, I understand the Massachusetts legislature might pass its own DOMA, or Defense of Marriage Act, an amendment to the state constitution basically banning gay marriage. Was that on the minds of anyone getting married?
Well, it was. Some of the people said we want to do this in advance of any further legal restrictions, because the feeling was that if they were to get officially married, even if the law changed around them, perhaps no matter what happens, their marriage would still stick. So what I asked Gina Smith. She's one of the women who first brought the suit that got gay marriage legalized in Massachusetts. And she and her partner, now wife, Heidi Norton, were first online to get married, and they were the first to get married. And I asked Gina, would the sight of gay marriage turn off the ambivalent parts of the population, or would it in fact convince the general public that gay marriage was a good thing? Did that way in her decision. Here's what she said.
Oh, I think people will get to see that love is always good.
And you know, this is day one. There's a long political and social process ahead, but it all started today.
Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Madeline.